bring up the other kind.
No, get in trouble.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that. Now, the kind we can't bring up, it's not even up. It's a, what's that? I've got this here, like, saying, I agree. Who's going? Let's go.
How superstitious are you? Does everything have to be the same? Are we off to a bad start with that?
No, no. I'm just thirsty.
Power play, Washington, 0-7. Make any adjustments? You doing anything differently? But when they're in Washington, they can score a power play goal. 0-7.
Well, I think we've defended well. I think we've taken away a lot of options that they want. But in the end, our goalie is probably the best guy at PK. Like, that's the guy you need. If I can pick a little bit apart, is we can do a little bit better trying to limit their zone entries because they get in pretty easy. But I really like just, you kind of got to go down a little bit of a checklist on who their threats are, and just trying to keep them to the outside. Limit the touches Oshie gets, limit the touches Ovi gets, and hopefully when I do get the shot, goalie makes a save.
John, Nikita Kucherov and Steven Stamkos obviously are who they are, but I'm out there watching this morning, this time of year, they're still out there working on their one-timers. Yeah. What's that kind of say about where their heads are at right now?
I don't know, they're just guys working at their game, and that's the one thing I've always said, well, because the NHL, once you get the NHL, doesn't mean you have to stop working. Get to the NHL, you want to stay in the NHL, you got to keep working at your game. And those guys continue to work at their game. And it'll be a big reason why they have a lot of the accolades that come their way. But they know the importance of this game, and you know, it's out there and trying to get their timing right, especially in plays in the power play. That's what they're working on.
Coach, so picking up on that point, is it the same for coaches? Do you have to keep working on your game when you're coaching in the NHL? And along those lines, what have you changed in terms of your approach to coaching in the playoffs from the past?
Oh, man, that could be a long answer. There's no question. I just, one thing for me, always, you want to look ahead, but there's somebody else out there that's probably doing something better or creating something new. And as a coach, you have to continue to learn. The game changes all the time. And I think I answered this yesterday, just the experiences of the World Cup, and then as we're watching right now, the World Championships, pretty eye-opening for me just to be surrounded by other great coaches and kind of be on the assistant side and then on the head coach side, and just realizing, being around other players, some of the things that they do and how maybe you can do different. So I think I've changed every year. And as for the playoffs, I do remember vividly in 2014, we got swept by Montreal. I rode the wave of every shift, whether it was, if it was a good shift, I was like on cloud nine. If it was a bad shift, you know, you're just down. And the way you're dealing with the refs, the way you're dealing with your team, the way you're riding your emotions, just so many things. I think I've probably calmed down myself a little bit. And then, you know, just, I guess, not hitting the panic button as much. You know, you want to win so bad, but at some point you have to let the players play. You can't overcoach. And it's just lessons you just learn going on. And can't sit here and say if I'm better or worse, but probably a little bit different. I don't get consumed in the waves of the roller coaster ride as I once used to.
In that regard, where does the general manager fit into all this as far as not panicking, not riding waves? And where does Steve fit into all this as far as building this?
Well, I think this is the hardest thing probably for a GM, because there's really not a whole lot you can do anymore. You know, you do your work in the summer, you do your work up until the trade deadline, and then that's when you sit back and watch. And but the one thing is, what he's been for me is, he's also played in the league for 20 plus years. won multiple cups, been in all these situations before, so it's and so it's good to have that other ear when, you know, somebody that's been there before, to talk through different situations. And you know, the time has changed a little bit since, you know, he played, but in the end, the passion, everything for the game is still the same. And when you're in the trenches, he's been there, and just the emotional way things go in games, you know, he's always a good guy to talk to.
Go away, Grant and then Dan.
With how low the shot total has been for you guys throughout the series, how do you create more opportunities? Is that as simple as just shoot the puck?
Well, that's part of it. If you watch some of that game, like, we'll spend 30, 35 seconds in their end, not get a shot. And it's not, you know, everybody's just skating around, tearing themselves out, looking for the perfect shot, when sometimes it's the C and B chances that create the A chances. And we kind of got away from that a little bit. And I'll give credit to Washington in how they're defending. But we can be much better in having an aggressive nature going to the net. Like, our attack hasn't quite been where it needs to be. And some of it is too, because we've got to play D zone. So now we're gassed by the time we get up ice, but definitely shooting the puck more to help.
Dan,
John, as you look back at the second period of game four, why were they able to come at you the way they did in that period?
Well, there's a few reasons. One, we killed penalties. Took our first penalty with like around 8 minutes left in the second, or in the first, and killed the entire time.
Yeah, that's it.
Basically, in the first.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you've got players, like, you look at some of the ice time of the guys that played in the first period, and Sergachev was barely on the ice. Mm-hmm. You know, Pointed played 3.5 minutes. And now you've got guys sitting, and the same guys are killing all the time, and it takes it out of you. And now you start the second period, and you've got some guys that have probably not used to playing as much, or played way too much, and you got some guys that haven't played at all. And I just thought from the very onset of that, and then we turn the puck over. So when you do that, you're just continually chasing yourself back into the end, your own end. So I thought that like contributed to hurting us a little bit. And then I think we took one more in there. You know, someone's got to go to Washington too. Like, they're playing against us, they're pushing as well. But I don't think that helped us coming into the period.